Lorena, here we are. It's Friday. Time for your weekend pulse. What's going on? We've got lots going on, actually.
Yeah, so the Covers Antiques Treasure Show, it's over at the Farm and Ranch Museum. They have this every year. This is the 11th year they're doing it. So basically, the concept is very much like the Antiques Roadshow, where you can go and you can take in some really interesting finds, antiques, and get them appraised there by an official appraiser. And then in addition to that, you can check out a lot of the unique antiques that the museum offers, as well as other things that people bring over. So you can kind of check that out too. But in addition to that, there's also a tour that they do in the museum's collection storage, mm-hmm. which I find pretty interesting, because then you can kind of see behind the scenes what the things that they have, but also kind of appreciate some of the antiques and artworks and things like that that they haven't put out yet. So.
Well, interesting. I have an art piece. It's a signed lithograph. The thing is, I don't know if it's signed or if it's real or not, but mm-hmm. I've got a piece that I like to take and have it looked at if they offer that.
Yeah, it's a really affordable show to go to. Adults are only $5, and then it goes down from there depending on age. So $5 probably isn't too bad to go over and participate in some of the activities they have, as well as see some really interesting kind of finds.
All right, let's go to that, to a fairy tale of sorts.
Yes.
What's out of Sterno?
Out of Sterno. So they kind of bill this as a funny, absurdist fairy tale on modern life.
We could all relate.
Yeah. it's a really pretty imaginative kind of play, and it's done by the Black Box Theater, I believe, and it is
it opens today.
It kicks off today. So it runs all the way through February 12th if you want to catch it at a later date or if that works better for you. But it's always good to appreciate, show support for local theater, and they work very hard at it.
All right, let's move on to a showcase. Dun, 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 dun. I had to add some special effects for that.
The annual bridal and special events showcase is
They've had it special events showcase. Mm-hmm. It's not just bridal.
Not just bridal.
So what's involved?
So a wedding is a huge event, so it kind of plays into that. They're also billing it as, you know, for quinceañeras, but also a really nice part about this particular event is that it supports Las Cruces Butterfly Dress, which offers prom dresses to high school students who maybe afford it. So if you bring in a donation, you have free admission to the event. If you're planning a wedding, if you're planning a big event, this is a really great place to go, because in addition to like services like cake services, catering services, they're also going to have information on planning and that kind of stuff and what it takes, as well as, you know, like invites, like a whole kind of room. Some of these things you don't even think of when you're planning a big event.
Of course not. You don't. I mean, it's easy enough to think of like, okay, I know I need a DJ or mm-hmm. I need a band. But you start looking at certain types of invitations that mm-hmm. are going to last a long time. But, I mean, other details.
So if you want to go get some information on this, I know a lot of people plan their weddings for summertime. So
now is the time.
Now's a good time to check out some of this, as well as, you know, provide some dresses to some girls who may not necessarily be able to afford some really beautiful dresses, and help out with that too.
Okay, you could get some information on Las Cruces Bridal Showcase.com. Taste for Impulse. I've heard of Cafe Don Felix, have not been there.
Yeah, so it's
what am I missing?
I think it's on the corner of Mesilla Plaza, if you've ever been there. It used to be known as Amelia's.
That's why.
Yeah,
okay.
They have the same menu, but they went back to the original name, which is Café Don Felix. And if you want to head out there, it is the same menu as Amelia's, but they have kind of revamped the atmosphere. And, man, the Sylvia wrote this, and the tacos that she got, they were Baja tacos, and they're made out of tilapia.
Tacos.
Oh, my God, they look delicious. So they have some really nice kind of finds, some interesting stuff on the menu, as well as very traditional stuff like burritos and sandwiches and Mexican food plates and that kind
Baja
of stuff.
Baja tacos, mm-hmm. tilapia. Is it grilled?
Or shrimp.
Is it grilled or fried, or how is it cooked? Do you know?
I don't remember. I think she mentions it in the article, but it's topped with some really good stuff. It makes it a little bit kind of like street tacos.
Yeah.
More like that. And then it comes with a side of beans and rice. But, man, it looked delicious. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
2990 Calle de Parian in Mesilla Cafe Don Felix.
Yeah, right there off the plaza.
Okay. Well, Lorena, you have a good weekend. Get busy.
Thank you, too.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.